It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's fly. A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's fly.
Time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot. It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
And Ryland says, Mom, just randomly, we're driving. And he's like, Mom, I think we need to pray for Mr. Patrick. And I kind of looked at him and I'm driving and I said, Ryland, why don't you go first? Like, just to see, like, what's going to come out of his little mouth. And he says, okay. And he adjusts himself in his seat and he goes, Jesus, thank you for Mr. Patrick. And he's going on and on. And he goes, and Jesus, please use me. Use me to help Mr. Patrick. And I remember just sitting there like, oh my God. I don't know you right now. I don't know who you are. And I don't know why they sent you to me. Wow. But I could not be more blessed.
Oh my gosh, that's so mature for a little 5-year-old to come up with something like that.
Just randomly. I mean, we weren't even talking about praying. We were just driving to take dinner to this couple from our church. And Ryland's just like, I think we need to pray for him. Just, yes, like it's...
Does Patrick know about that?
I think I told his wife.
What a blessing.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. I just think, you know what, God, I can't do anything except believe that you're going to help us and you're going to carry us. And he has. I mean, Ryland has had the very best outcome possible.
Not just that, but the financial burden that comes along with it. Mm-hmm. And you see, like, do you and Brad ever sit down and say, I don't know how we're going to get through this month? And then the next month you look back and like, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, God does these things all the time.
When Ryland was in the hospital, we didn't have insurance. And day 5 or 6, they start coming in that, okay, how are you going to pay your bill? We were over $100,000 in debt, just 6-7 days in. That didn't include anything. So they start coming in with insurance papers. They start coming in with websites to go through. And they wouldn't release us unless Ryland had insurance. So we had tons of people behind us praying for the situation, praying for Ryland to, you know, get the best care, just praying for everything possible. And we managed to get insurance, but not only did we get insurance, we got the insurance to go back to the date of admission.
Wow.
Completely wiped our burden. If that's not God telling you, I got this, I don't even know what to tell you.
That's true.
Because we would have, I told Brad, I was like, we would have lost our house. There's no way. Like $100,000-$200,000, that's like more than what our house is right now. Like, we would have completely lost it. And no, like, everything has been so perfectly laid out. And I mean, we've had a few months where we're just like, okay, the insurance is this much. It doesn't, like, right now, Ryland needs vision therapy. One insurance will cover it, but the doctor's office doesn't take that insurance. Another insurance won't cover it, but the doctor's office will take that one. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what we're doing. And, you know, it's just like, the money will come. You just do it. And it does. Ryland needs this therapy. And we're just like, okay. God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're going to do it.
That is my mantra almost every month.
Yep.
God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you are. I tell him that every month because I have grown maturely in this area of faith. I have struggled with, if I don't see where it's coming in, I kind of got anxiety over things. And I am really working on that. And I've come such a long way to where when I do the bills every month, I'm not as stressed as I used to be. Yeah. Because I'll look back the next month and say, we paid everything. Everything's fine.
I have no idea how.
I don't know, but it's all there. And I think God does that with baby steps. Wherever we're weakened, he's going to do little steps to let us build that faith to where we can get mature just like you. And you step out on faith saying, God's going to take care of this. Mm-hmm. Now, it's different if you were just going to blow money on your wants and a new boat. And you're like, oh, God will take care of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. But something like this where it's actual need, because God said he's going to take care of all your needs according to his riches and glory. And God said in the Lord's Prayer, which we say every single week, give us today our daily bread. Mm-hmm. So basically, you're just saying, God, this is what I need.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, my child.
Yep. We've never gone without, like, these. It's going on 2 years in August, and my kids have had dinner on the table. They've always had a nice bed to sleep in. If they need new shoes that month, they get new shoes that month. Rylan had a Make-A-Wish trip.
And tell me about that.
We got to go. His wish was to go to Mickey's house. So we would have been happy with Disneyland. No, they sent us to Disney World. Wow. All of us. They sent us to this place called Give Kids the World. And it is a resort. Like, you stay in a 2-bedroom condo. Pretty much. Like, it looks like you walk in and you got your kitchen, your separate dining area, your living room, 2 bedrooms. Awesome place. Their only rule is you have to have ice cream for breakfast at least one day. And that they will tell you at orientation, if you're gonna stay here, you have to do it one day. So the very next day we went and had ice cream. Probably did it more than once. But we had ice cream for breakfast. And we get there and we think we're just going to, like, Disney World. Well, the night before, we went to Chili's, because they wanted to present us with our package and give us our little send-off and tell us you're going to Disney World. And they give us our packet. And not only did they send us to Disney World, they sent us to Universal Studios.
What?
And to SeaWorld. And then we get to Give Kids a World, and they tell us that if we have time, they will send us to Legoland in Orlando. They'll send us to Nickelodeon Studios in Orlando. We didn't have time for any of that. But they will send us there. And so we go when we get there. And, you know, as a parent, you go out to eat and you say, okay, well, I want this. My husband's going to have this and my baby will eat off of my plate. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to, Rylan and Gavin, not because we don't want to pay for it, but it just doesn't make sense mm-hmm. that we get them one plate mm-hmm. and can you put it on 2 plates? Because they're not going to finish one. Mm-hmm. So when we went to Disney World, we took that same mindset with us that, you know, we'll just pay for this and this and this and that and no big deal. So we get there. And they give us a credit card. And they tell us, this is for your meals at Disney World and souvenirs and, you know, whatever. Because whatever we ate at Give Kids the World was free. They had a Boston market there. It was free. You go and you say you want chicken and potatoes and corn. And they give it to you.
Wow.
Everything. Like, nothing comes out of your pocket. And so we go to Disney World and, you know, go to all these amusement parks. And we spend the way we spend back at home. So Thursday, we were leaving on a Friday. So Thursday, Brad says, call the card and see how much money is on there. So I was like, okay. So we call. And there was, I want to say, $1,000 to $1,200 on there. And we're like, oh my gosh. Like, we were so frugal with everything. We had no idea that there was any money on the card. So we go to Disney World and we kind of let the kids spend a little bit more. And, oh, you want that? Go ahead. So Friday, we still had like $900 on the card. So we went on before because our plane was going to leave. So we didn't have time to go to the amusement parks. We went to like a little shopping plaza and the kids got like 3 pairs of shoes each and they got clothes and Brad got clothes and the little things, like, we thought we were going to go to Mickey's house and it was going to be perfect. But somehow the kids needed shoes. Summertime was coming. Their clothes, like, they needed new clothes. And somehow, there you go. Here, honey. That's beautiful. Here's an extra little bit of money.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a great experience. Especially, how did he handle that when he was sick and he was having so much fun? Did he have to do, not timeouts as in a punishment, but, like, did you have to go back to the hotel for a while and then go back out and play? How did that happen?
He did pretty good. He had just entered maintenance, which means that he would only have to go to the hospital once a month for IVs, and then he would start doing chemo every day at home, and then a bunch of other pills, but the chemo was the main one every day. So his energy still wasn't 100%, but I called it the golden ticket. They give you this pass that you don't wait in line.
Oh.
You go and you show it to the attendant, and they put you in, like, a little handicap waiting area. And as soon as that ride is over, you're the next
one. That helps. That helps with, you know, he's not feeling as 100%, so that really helped. Man, Make-A-Wish is a beautiful foundation. Yeah, it really takes that some of that burden away from you, at least for a while. Mm-hmm. It's on the back shelf. You don't have to think, oh, my kid's sick. I don't have to worry about going to the hospital. I don't have to worry about anything because we're just having fun. Yes. And you guys need that.
It was a whole week.
Everybody needs that.
Yeah.
They just need to get away from reality and just have fun.
Yeah.
What a beautiful experience.
It was awesome. It was a week of just, I mean, Rylan, we actually, I should bring it to you on Sunday. We actually just got, there's another foundation called Crops of Love. And what they do is when you have your Make-A-Wish trip, you send them 60-plus pictures, and they make a scrapbook for you. Beautiful. I mean, one of the most beautiful scrapbooks I've ever seen. And we just got ours a week ago. No, we just got it on Wednesday. And it is awesome. I mean, I'm looking through these pictures, and Rylan's hair was so fine because it had just grown back, and you just see the look of sheer joy in this little boy's eyes of, like, oh my gosh, there was a birthday party before we went, and they had Woody and Buzz there. And Rylan was like, he was nice, and he was like, okay, that's not the real Woody and Buzz, but he was still really nice about it. When we went to Disney World, we go to where Woody and Buzz were in Andy's room, and so we go in there, and Rylan looks at Woody, and he sizes him up, and he walks behind him to look for the pull string. And then once he's seen it, he was like, okay, that's the real Woody.
That is awesome.
Yep, I have a picture where he, like, he's just standing there.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to add that maybe I have missed? Because I want to make sure you get your whole story in. Anything that's really been significant, because I don't want to leave anything out.
Just that cancer is ugly. It is ugly. You see it and you're just like, oh boy, you know, but it doesn't have to be your whole world, and it doesn't have to be what defines you. Childhood cancer is one of the smallest funded cancers. Like, it's crazy because there's other cancers, not to name or point any out, but there's other ones that some of them are self-inflicted cancers.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And they get so much funding, and you see these kids that they're just so happy and they don't make it their life, and yet they're overlooked. But then you see, you know, some adults that have it and they have made it their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get so much awareness because of it. And I think we lose insight on just the fact that this doesn't define you. These kids are fighting the same battle.
Right.
But yet they're kind of brushed off to the side. And I am built up and refreshed constantly in watching Rylan's faith and watching his joy and watching that he has never, ever, ever said, why did God give me cancer? He has never said it. I have a video of him, and I said, Rylan, if you could tell somebody who has cancer something, what would you say? And he's like, I would pray for them, and I would tell them that Jesus loves them. and Jesus chose me to be better so that I can tell them. And I see this and I'm like, you're so precious and you're so innocent, but yet nobody takes the time to see that there's so many little kids like you that are fighting with so much hope and so much love. So, I don't know, I guess just take the time to not harp on what ugliness of it is, but more of the beauty that comes from it and the beauty in these children and the fact that they don't want any awareness. They just want your support. Like, they just want your hugs. They just want you to tell them you're really strong. And that's one of the things Rylan does. When he sees another kid that has cancer, he makes it a point to go and tell them, I think you're very brave. And they don't even know that he has it. Because you look at him and he's beautiful tan, full head of hair. But yet, he's got that nasty little bug.
That's a beautiful thing. And your son's a beautiful person. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us. Remember, you can always visit me at theambermayshow.com. Join me in prayer so that we can find a cure and God can eliminate this cancer off the earth. Remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.
If you would like to follow Rylan Kruger's story, you can always visit his Caring Bridge page at caringbridge.org/visit/Rylan. R-Y-L-A-N Kruger, K-R-U-E-G-E-R. That's caringbridge.org/visit/Rylan Kruger.